Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
We've been talking a little bit about, well, not a lot, a lot actually, about Secretary Mayor Buttigieg. And I can't get past his interview that he did with MSNBC, where he said that families who purchase electric vehicles never have to worry about gas prices again. And I received an email from a working mom, and it made me think of this. And I'm not going to read her name on air. She's a nurse. I'm not going to read her name on air. And she was saying that this makes her so angry because he had said that low-income Americans would gain the most by having that vehicle. That was his direct quote. And she said, does he realize how much these vehicles are? And she wrote like a giant paragraph, and she's like, I'm sorry. She was like, she said she was on break actually. And she was streaming the show. And she works, by the way, she works as a nurse towards the East Coast. And she said that she had been a moderate. She didn't vote for Biden the first time. She's definitely not voting Democrat this time, she said. She's always kind of been a moderate. And the thing that prevents her from being totally on the left, she said, was taxation and, you know, her income and leaving businesses alone because she works as a nurse and her husband does a lawn care business or a gardening business, right? Landscaping. Thank you. And so she was angry about this. She said, does he not realize how much these vehicles are? She said, when they needed to replace their vehicle right before lockdown hit and before the car supply and all of that, everything dried up and everything got super expensive. She said that the average, everything that she looked at was a little over $50,000. And Kelley Blue Book has it at what, like $52,000 is the average like base price for an electric vehicle. She said that's almost, she's like, that's like, she said that was basically something like $18,000 more than what she had paid for, or what she could, would also, for the vehicle they ended up getting. And she said it was a gas vehicle. And it infuriated her because they live kind of a little bit outside of the suburbs, she said, and she commutes into work. And she doesn't work every single day, but she works, you know, a number of days a week. She said, has he ever left a city? She's like, there's no charging stations out here. And I would read her whole email. It's very, shall I say, colorful. And she was venting, and girlfriend needed to vent. And I really enjoyed reading her email. But she got me to thinking, because this is someone who reasonably, if you had reasonable Democrats promoting reasonable policies, you could convince them to continue voting for that party. But these aren't reasonable lawmaker Democrats that are giving you reasonable ideas. He's sitting here saying that low-income Americans who are struggling already can just go out and spend $50,000 something base price for an electric vehicle. I'm not hating on electric vehicles, but holy crap, that's the most classist thing I've ever heard. Has he met a poor person?
Stop being poor. Like, why do you have to be like poor and stuff? Like, just go and get, I'm Secretary Mayor Pete Buttigieg, just go and get an electric vehicle. You'll never have to pay for gas again. I mean, you'll have to spend like probably like on average $12,000 more for a, you know, gas powered vehicle, but whatever. This is, and what happens to that vehicle in the cold? That's the other thing that she said. She went off. She's Northeast. She went off. She was like, what does he think happens to batteries in the cold? My car battery died. I worked an overnight shift. She was like, my car battery died out in the hospital parking lot. We ended up having to get a new bed. She was like, what does he think happened? Oh my gosh. I felt her. I think you did too. What does he think? How does he think this stuff works? And they think electricity is free. You just go and charge up for free. People actually think that.
I've gotten hate mail that you're going to hear later this week where they've actually suggested that. And they called me stupid. And I'm a moron because I don't understand that it's so much more affordable to just charge up instead of just buying gas. And then they asked me how that, and they told me batteries are cheap. What do you think, that you can just go into like a Kroger and get you some double D's and that you're set? Is that like what, is that what those batteries are called? It's bigger than the D volt batteries, right? Or the D batteries. I don't know.
So. Yeah, I think double
or
D's.
Or double M's. I don't know. What are they called? They're double huge D's batteries. They're somewhere in the alphabet.
Double D's are definitely bigger.
Shut up. But I'm telling you, this whole thing is, these people are so far removed from the day-to-day reality of these people's lives. They are so removed. Just like, go and get, it's going to be so much better. I mean, I grew up as a poor kid. I grew up as a poor kid and I had biscuits and milk gravy every single day. My mom worked really hard to get me this one weird pink teddy bear thing when I was a kid. And I couldn't afford a Cabbage Patch Kid doll. And that was like all the rage. And so my grandma made me one. And it was way bigger than a Cabbage Patch Kid and not at all like a Cabbage Patch Kid. But it was nice that she did. And I pretended it was. But it was really hard to play with your friends when your Cabbage Patch Kid that your grandma made is like five times bigger than their Cabbage Patch Kids. And mine was like the baby giant that would stomp all over their kids. It's funny. There's no way that she would have been able. These families, you're talking about families who purchase, you know, used vehicles. My mom had to get. I mean, she had to buy a used vehicle. There was always something wrong with it. There's no way that she could spend the amount of money even back then for an electric vehicle if one had been available. And what about a charging station? Are you going to have that fit into your garage? Are you going to do that? You have to have a charging station for this. It's not like, you know, your iPhone charger. These people have no clue. They have no idea what it is really like living in the real world. And, you know, that's where a lot of this hostility and resentment, and one of the reasons why the unfavorability for this administration and this party are so high. Because of this stuff. The whole thing is frustrating. Just stop being poor. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So a man bought a drawing for $30 and then discovered that it was a 500-year-old masterpiece worth up to $50 million. Ooh, the guy, Clifford Shorer, said it was an incredible moment when I saw the drawer, it's the D, the U with umlauts and R-E-R. Drawer. I should ask my husband's German family. It was either the greatest forgery I've ever seen or a masterpiece, he said. He's a senior partner at the London art dealer Agnews. Can you imagine? Like, imagine you're at a yard sale. You buy a $30 drawing at an estate. And it's Albrecht Dürer. It's who it's assumed to be an original of that German painter. They say it's actually worth up to 50. It's worth close to $50 million. I know. That does not mean go out to every yard sale and buy every little drawing. I'm just saying. So now apparently there's a shortage of fertilizer. Yay! North American fertilizer shortage sparks fears of even further continued higher prices. Warning to get your fertilizer now. Farmers are postponing nitrogen purchases, raising the threat of a rush on supplies before planting season. So it's a global shortage of nitrogen fertilizer. And that is the nitrogen is applied by farmers to boost yields of corn, canola, wheat, and that also could mean higher meat and bread prices. So world food prices at a 10-year high in October. And so it's led by increases in cereal crops like wheat and vegetable oils. So there you go. They said that it was the Texas Arctic blast in February and Hurricane Ida in August that really disrupted the U.S. fertilizer production. And then you have prices of natural gas. Thanks, Biden. Let's go, Brandon. So I really am not going to tell you what I put before this. Madonna criticizes Instagram because she posted some risque photos of herself, including a Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction shot. And she had to take down her photos. First off, she's airbrushed six ways to Sunday. Secondly, no one wants to see your fishnetted covered grandma saggy A-double snakes sticking out from underneath a bed. That's not art. It's just weird. You're a weirdo. Stop being a weirdo. Just stop eating bats. Stay with us. CBC Ottawa has words and phrases that you might want to think twice about using now. You want to hear what those words are? They made a graphic.
They must be horrible.
They're so bad.
Horrible words.
These are words that you should think twice about using, says the Canadian Broadcasting whatever. So these are the words. They say that you should not use the phrase, that's not a word, that's a phrase, to sell someone down the river, spirit animal, first world problem, lame, blackmail, ghetto, savage, spooky, powwow, tribe, crippled, blindsided, grandfathered in, blind spot. Why is spooky not a word you can say? Hi, as a goth, former goth kid, I would like to know. Why are we not allowed to say this? This isn't Canada. So this is America's hat. So it's not like we're going to totally listen to them at all.
Did you say blindsided?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Let me scroll down. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how long.
This administration blindsides us all the time.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. Here, I'm scrolling. Okay, hang on. So they said the term spooky. What? So apparently they said it's a racial slur. What? Spooky is not a racial slur. That's like, uh-oh, Halloween and ghosts. What?
I guess the word spook, is that what they mean?
The verb? The verb.
I guess when you use that verb as an adjective?
I'm trying to figure out how in the world that could be a racial slur. I'm getting educated. How in the world, have you ever heard that, Steve? Is that an old person saying? I'm sorry. I know that was probably not something I'm allowed to say either. Old person saying. Is that, what's before the boomers? Is that something they said?
Mean the greatest generation?
Word? They said spooky is a slur. When has that ever been a, when has that, I've never heard that phrase in any way other than an adjective and a verb.
Same.
Yeah, like spooky. Someone spooked, or they got spooked, or you're going to spook someone, or the house looks spooky because it's like, you know, it has Halloween stuff everywhere.
I feel like spooky is the more PC version, to be honest with you.
I mean, I'm like reading this editorial and they say it's offensive and it has a history of being a slur.
I think they mean the word spook, honestly, not spooky.
I've never heard that as a noun. Grandfathered in is referring to someone or a business being exempt from new rules and continue operating. They say it's a policy from the grandfather clause, which indirectly stopped Black Americans from voting by limiting eligibility to only those whose ancestors could vote. Why should I be punished for Democrat policies from the olden days?
I agree.
Spirit animal, so you can't say that someone is your spirit animal. I mean, and I love how these people vote for the party that actually removed people from their land that they took from other indigenous people, and then moved them onto reservations during the Trail of Genocide. But you can't say that someone is your spirit animal. I'm going to say that anyway, and you can just go away. Lowest on the totem pole. And I love how it's always like white people that are like, oh, totem pole's bad. You realize that not every indigenous nation had a totem pole, correct? just like not every indigenous nation, not everybody lived in teepees. If you really want to talk about who is the ignorant bigot, let's talk about the people who make these wide assumptions on all indigenous, you know, Native Americans, which really everyone's a Native American. You're born here, you're Native American. Some people, when they live here long enough, might as well be. Savage. So I know this is a big thing with like the millennials. You can't say that anybody's savage anymore.
I thought that was like a compliment.
Nope. First world problem that is privileged and it's classist. Blind spot is what you were asking for. They said it's offensive to people who can't see. Oh, shut up.
Are you serious?
Totally serious. Crippled? I have not heard that word actually in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Disabled. Everyone uses that.
Yeah.
One.
I mean, is it really? Crippled sounds. Well, there's the gang that's the Crips.
The government cripples the economy all the time.
Yeah, you can say that. Tone deaf. They say that that's.
Don't say it's offensive to deaf people.
Yes, they did.
But they can't hear it. Honestly, though.
You said that.
So you can only not write tone deaf?
You can't say it at all.
What?
These are all things you're not allowed to say anymore.
Makes no sense.
I'm telling you what. By the way, if you don't want your kids to grow up to be super sensitive like this, you need to get the Brave Book subscription thing. So I told you about my book, Paws Off My Cannon, which teaches kids about Second Amendment.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Part of the story grosses me out. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is WBTV, News 13. A Florida woman was accused of walking into a home, undressing, and then hugging and sitting on people. The heck is wrong with you, Cynthia? Her name's Heather Cruz. She's of Dunnellan, Citrus County. She was arrested Sunday because she walked into a Citrus County home and undressed herself before she hugged and sat on people, including some over age of 65. The 35-year-old had to be escorted to the door. She grabbed another person's jimmies. So she's in jail, man. $48,000 bond. Stay with us.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.